Oh, George, I'm so excited. Mrs. Randolph is coming over to see if I qualify for her literary club.
She is, huh?
Mm-hmm. Help me scatter these books around. I want the house to look very cultural when she gets here.
Okay. Where do these go?
Oh, now, put that book on philosophy there on the table.
Yeah.
And the ethics book on the top of the piano.
Okay.
And this volume on geopolitics here.
Well, Mrs. Randolph may not go for stuff like this. Some of it's pretty heavy.
Oh, that's all right. So is some of Mrs. Randolph.
I see.
This whole set of Dickens goes on the table, too. Oh, no, no. You better take The Tale of Two Cities out. That might be out of place in the California home.
What?
Well, I haven't read it, and one of the cities might be in Florida.
Yeah, we can't be too careful about that.
Oh, and did you notice the three statues of the famous authors I bought?
Yeah. Who are they?
Well, that one's Keats, and that one's Shelley, and that one's Venus de Milo.
What did she write?
Nothing, nothing. But I couldn't find a statue of Shakespeare, so I'll just paint a beard on her, and Mrs. Randolph won't know the difference.
Believe me, she'll know the difference.
Forehead's too low.
Yeah, huh? Low forehead, yes.
Well,
and Willie parted his hair on the side.
Oh, look, there's Mrs. Randolph driving up. Quick, George, out the back way. I don't want you confusing her with that cowboy talk.
Confusing her?
Yes, if I introduced her, you'd probably say, "Put her there, old critter." And the old critter wouldn't know why to put what.
Okay, I'll go down to the drugstore.
Come in.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Burns. I'm afraid I'm a wee bit late for our appointment.
Oh, really, Mrs. Randolph? I hadn't noticed. Time passes so quickly when one has one's book.
How true. I'll wager you've had your nose in a book all day.
Oh, yes. I only took it out once or twice to powder it.
Yes. My dear, what joy, what rapture is to be found in literature. Shakespeare's classic romances, Romeo and Juliet, Othello and Desdemona.
Yes, and that other sweet couple, Mac and Beth.
Mrs. Burns, one does not separate Mac and Beth.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it. They're crazy about each other.
You say such amusing things.
I do?
My dear, surely even in jest you wouldn't claim so little knowledge of the works of Robert Burns.
Who?
The incomparable Robert Burns.
Oh, him.
Well, really, my dear, I can hardly consider you for membership in my literary club if you're so unfamiliar with the immortal Robert Burns.
Well, you see, Mrs. Randolph, I pretended not to know about Robert Burns because one doesn't boast about one's own family.
You mean?
My husband is George Burns, the great-grandson of Robert Burns.
No.
Yes.
Robert Burns?
Yes.
The Scotch poet?
Aye.
I had no idea your husband was Scotch.
Oh, really? Well, you should go out with him sometime.
Oh, my God.